Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go. You are just in time as we get underway with the most heavily commuted, not to mention most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show. Yes, it is the 5 o'clock follies.
All right, Dan.
And of course, as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and take part in the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. My email address remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. Bernie Sanders' campaign slogans. He's got his new campaign slogan. Now, we had a few suggestions of our own, and apparently you folks do as well. We'll share a few of those on the text line. Bobby, tell us where the sun is. Yeah, it has vanished. I actually saw it for briefly today, and I think the devil was beating his wife at the time, too. I think it was raining with the sun out. Bobby emphasized, this is for Bernie Sanders, how about welcome America to a week end at Bernie's. Bobby, the phrase that you use from time to time about we'll live in a time when black is white, up is down, right is wrong, that is Isaiah 5:20 through 22. Okay, check that out. Bernie Sanders' campaign slogan, am I happy to see you or did my prostate just explode? And I like this one. Bernie's new slogan, socialism. It's not just for third world dictators and tyrannical regimes anymore. Bobby, we could do weekend at Bernie's, but that's been done already. Bobby, Bernie Sanders, someone you can depends on. Bobby, caller Jim referred to that moron from California. Could he be more specific? More information is needed. I think he was referring to Kamala or Kamala, however we're pronouncing it these days, Harris. One of those, of course, who rushed to vilify Trump supporters in the wake of the Jussie Smollett hoax. Bob, how about this? Bernie Sanders, blindsight 2020. That's not bad. If you all happen to catch the big rivalry game last night, the Dukies going down to my Tar Heels, and as I explained to Moneypenny earlier, I was certainly happy to see that all the experimentation paid off, and my remote-controlled exploding Nike shoe device worked perfectly last night. I'm only kidding. It's a joke. I hope that Zion is not seriously hurt. Looks like he had a knee sprain. The shoe just blew up. And so did Nike stock today as well. Wow. To the phones we go. Lou is our leadoff batter today. In this hour, he is in Campobello. Hi, Lou, and welcome to the program as always.
Thanks, Bobby. Hey, the sun is out a little bit in Campobello.
Wow, stop the presses.
I know. You know, Bobby, maybe you can give me a better answer, but if you believe McCabe and Comey,
right,
Rosenstein wanted to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Trump. And, you know, they're basing it on a lot on the Steele dossier.
Yes.
Which was funded by a political opponent.
By Hillary, yeah.
I don't hear the Democrats in an uproar that a political opponent could create a dossier, pay for a dossier, and then people at the Department of Justice or the FBI didn't even take the time to verify it was true. But my question is, how do you leave Rosenstein in his position and let him go out on his terms?
Boy, that's a good question.
Why wouldn't you remove his security clearance and then fire him so he couldn't ever work again? I mean, it's beyond me how low the FBI and the Department of Justice has actually stooped. You're going to remove a sitting president because you don't like him.
And that would be sedition. That would be contain all the elements of a silent coup d'etat.
Well, that's treason, isn't it? I mean, to remove a duly elected official with no grounds, no verifiable grounds.
Well, and it gets worse. It gets worse because a friend of mine sent me a screenshot today of a tweet from a gentleman named Paul Sperry, which says, breaking, McCabe said Rosenstein tried to bounce GOP Congressman Devin Nunes, head of the House Intelligence Committee, from the Capitol basement skiff room when he and McCabe briefed the Gang of Eight about opening their espionage and obstruction investigation on Trump in May of 2017. So there's your answer. They didn't want anybody that might be able to stop them to have any information that would aid them in doing so.
You mean they didn't want anybody with a shred of decency that would say, wait a minute, you can't even confirm the Steele dossier is, number one, accurate and not being created out of thin air for political reasons. I never thought I'd say it because earlier in my life, the FBI seemed like a career maybe.
Yeah.
But I can't believe how bad they've gotten.
Well, not only was the Steele dossier not legitimate, it was created, of course, by Hillary Clinton's campaign, funded by the DNC, who hired Glenn Simpson and these opposition research peoples, which means they dig up mud on opposition candidates, hired those folks to go, and they're the ones that hired this Michael Steele. And also working in this cabal was Nellie Orr. She was working with Steele on compiling this dossier, which was nothing but a pack of lies. And her husband, of course, was a high-ranking guy, Bruce Orr, over there with the DOJ and the FBI guys. They were all complicit in this. It's nothing but a gigantic conspiracy, and everybody involved with it ought to be going to jail. The first thing that William Barr should do as Attorney General is establish another special prosecutor to go after all of these people.
Well, if the thing someone explained to me, if the police are called to your house for domestic dispute and they see cocaine on the table, they have to act. So
yeah.
I understand if Mueller finds another crime, how he has to act. But the initial crime was never a crime. And you're putting people in prison and economically ruining them like Flynn.
Right.
But the FBI, who's doing the same thing, they're going to make millions selling their books.
Well, and this is how far the corruption extends through the entire system. Roger Stone, a 68-year-old political consultant, has his home raided by an FBI SWAT team in the pre-dawn hours of this morning. And yet, Jesse Smollett is allowed to come down with his lawyers and turn himself in at the Chicago police headquarters.
don't get me started on him. What he did is wrong on so many different counts. But again, he's homosexual. He's a liberal. He'll probably get a slap on the hands and promise not to do it again.
Sure. Probation is on the way. He's not charged to this point. He's not charged with filing a false police report. I don't know if the FBI will come after him and charge him, because it turns out that this letter that was sent to the Empire office, the office of his TV show, he phonied up that letter himself. I can guarantee you that's mail fraud.
My last comment, he ought to be charged with blatant stupidity. You pay your henchman with a check.
Yeah, this guy was a real criminal genius, wasn't he?
Yes, he is.
Well, if
thank
he didn't,
Bobby.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. If he didn't have a script in front of him, he didn't know what to do. Wouldn't you think he'd seen enough crime shows to know you don't write a check to your co-conspirators who you're paying to be part of the hoax? I guess not. 16 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back here on Thursday. McClain. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 5:21 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Let me quickly get back to the phones here. Rob is along. He is in Spartanburg. Hi, Rob, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bob. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Got you 5x5.
Okay. I'm a big fan of your show. I've been listening for a long time. You've always come across to me as a very practical person.
Thank you.
Going by what you've been talking about tonight, it's obvious that there is some level or some degree of corruption within the FBI.
Yes.
I think we can both agree that during the Hoover era, the J. Edgar Hoover era, there was a certain amount of corruption going on in the FBI.
Yes, I would agree with that.
So my question is, 9/11, why with so much evidence, so much, you know, pointing towards some kind of U.S. government connection to 9/11, false flag operation, why still so rejected?
I guess for a number of reasons. Nobody has the spine to stand up. Nobody is willing to say, as the emperor is parading by naked, that he's not wearing any clothing.
Right, and I'm almost probably as conservative as you, Bob, and I've been, you know, a dedicated Republican for many years, and, you know, the entire incident has Dick Cheney written all over it from top to bottom. And I think a lot of people could do themselves a lot of good by educating themselves to what happened.
Yeah, I will agree with you to this point. Yeah, thank you, Rob. I appreciate the call and the kind words. I will agree with you to this extent. I think there are a lot of lingering questions that are in search of answers. Right? 5:23 here on the Bobby Mack Show, in on the text line. Bob, be careful. All of your assumptions on collusion are just that until the complete FISA application is fully published, as well as Flynn's ambassador chant. No, I would say that is incorrect, because Mr. McCabe, as he proudly talked about in his interview on 60 Minutes on Sunday, laid out chapter and verse how he and Rod Rosenstein discussed using the 25th Amendment to try and convince other cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove a duly elected president from office. If that's not collusion, I don't know what is. And as far as Flynn's ambassador chat is concerned, he was perfectly within his legitimate role as national security advisor to talk with a Russian ambassador or anybody else. Where Flynn got in trouble was the process crime of something he told the FBI agents differed from what they had on tape, and he was caught, quote, lying to the FBI. Bobby, were you watching the Duke-North Carolina game? I did watch the whole thing when the blowout on the grassy knoll occurred. I was. Nike, now with an official statement this afternoon, talk about high-profile damage to a company's reputation. You got maybe the biggest rivalry game in sports, certainly one of them. Duke, North Carolina in basketball is something that everybody looks forward to twice a year and maybe a third time in the ACC tournament. And they've got the player of the year, potentially player of the year, Zion Williamson from right here in the upstate. And in the first 30 seconds of the game or thereabouts, he plants his Nike shoe on Coach K court and it blows up. The bottom of the shoe just separated from the upper. And the shoe burst open, and as a result, he twisted his knee. Nike working to identify the issue after Duke star Zion Williamson sprains his knee when his shoe burst open. Nike saying, "We are obviously concerned and want to wish Zion a speedy recovery. Sorry that our shoe blew up on him." Well, they didn't say that. "The quality and performance of our products are of utmost importance. That's why we have them all made in China by guys who were last seen standing in front of the tanks in Tiananmen Square." Well, actually, I added the last part myself. "While this is an isolated occurrence, we are working to identify the issue." Coach K said the injury was a mild knee sprain, said Zion's knee was stable, and no further word on when he'll be back, but certainly hope he has not sustained a serious injury. In on the text line as well, 71307, Bobby, didn't Lindsey Graham have something to do with the Steele document? No, actually, that was John McCain, who sent one of his aides over to England to get a copy of the Steele dossier, which he then provided to the FBI. Bobby, if Nike loses the Zion contract because of this, it'll be the same as if they had lost the Michael Jordan shoe contract, referencing that Zion is widely thought to be the potential number one draft in the NBA. In the NBA draft this year. Bob, I can remember when blowing out a shoe didn't even make the news. Goodall says, gotcha. Bobby, where did Zion get those Nikes? From Firestone? Bobby, it's not a coup. That's the violent takeover of the government. So what can these guys be charged with for trying to remove a sitting president? Start with sedition. Look it up in the U.S. Code. I read it yesterday. Bobby, can I take a stab at that caller about 9/11? After that, the bin Laden family members in America were allowed to fly out of the USA by who? Bobby, Jussie Smollett should be on your piece on dumb lawbreakers. That would be Boneheads in the News. But he actually rates his own Bonehead in the News award today. There was a great piece. I had never seen any of this individual's writing before. It's a guy named Eric Golub, who apparently lives in Myrtle Beach. And he wrote a blog for Communities Digital News. And it was picked up by our friends at Whatfinger. And I've mentioned that as a great aggregate source for stories that you're not going to see from the lamestream media. Sort of a Drudge Report, only with a more conservative bent. And the name of the website is not in any way a dirty kind of reference, whatfinger.com. They're saying, what finger do you give it, thumbs up or thumbs down, okay? And he wrote this piece that I happened to stumble across today called Earth to Liberals. You are all Jussie Smollett, and it's really pretty funny and entertaining. I'll share it with you after Annie gets through with the serious news here at 5:29 on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday. Be right back. A little bumper music for our friends, Sparkle City Way. There's Shuggy Otis in the background. And that's the title, Sparkle City. 5:37, 23 before 6 here in the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line, 71307. Bob, the lamestream media should also be charged with sedition for publishing false, scandalous, or malicious writing. 20 years in prison. Bobby, I think Kaepernick probably built that shoe that Zion was wearing. Bob, sounds like Mr. Williamson could have a nice lawsuit against Nike if this ruins his career. They probably shouldn't have blown all their money on Kaepernick's deal. Bob, instead of a Nike swoosh, they can change it to a Nike boom boom. And I believe that catches me up with the text line. Now, I mentioned this piece written by Eric Golub. at the Communities Digital News, apparently down in Myrtle Beach. Must be a local website down there, but it was picked up by my friends at Whatfinger News, and I wanted to share it with you. Earth to liberals, you are all Jussie Smollett. Some gay black television actor on some show a few people watch accused Trump supporters of beating him up. Trump-hating liberal celebrities, well, that's redundant, immediately declare the actor to be the gay Rosa Parks, his assailant, the love child of Adolf Hitler and Bull Connor. This time, the racial and LGBTQ arsonist was Empire actor Jussie Smollett. Yet the conclusion was as boring and predictable as any typical Hollywood TV show. No, President Trump and Judge Brett Kavanaugh did not take a gay black man and beat him up. Neither did the Duke lacrosse team help him. No, people wearing MAGA hats did not lynch, torch, or even so much as accidentally bruise the gay black Hollywood actor. The entire act was a hoax by Smollett himself. Shocker! An industry that produces a disproportionate share of liberal narcissists produced, what do you know, a liberal narcissist. There was a victim, but it was not Jussie Smollett. It is Trump voters who continue to be demonized for existing and breathing air. The plot keeps getting recycled. It's as boring as a Murphy Brown reboot. Evil white Trump Republicans beat up a gay black liberal in Streeterville in Chicago, where we all know liberalism reigns. Despite this movie being shown more times than The Christmas Story, at Christmas, Hollywood and media liberals, well, again, redundant, went into fake outrage overdrive. They truly believe that Republicans are bigots. Well, it's long past time to turn the tables. They are terrible people who do terrible things and behave terribly. There is not a redeeming quality in the whole lot of them. Liberals want to tear America down and resent Trump supporters for wanting to prevent the demolition. They're angry over losing the 2016 election and even angrier at being unable to overturn it. Their failure to convince enough Americans that Trump is a spy for Mother Russia has them taking desperate and psychotic steps. Liberals tried to convince normal America that Trump supporters were behind a wave of anti-Semitic attacks. It turned out to be a lovesick, mentally deranged Israeli Jew. At least in that case, the acts themselves really happened. Liberals are so desperate for a conservative Republican villain that they've taken to beating themselves up in the hope Trump gets blamed. They've turned into Jim Carrey in Liar, Liar. To delay a courtroom proceeding he is unprepared for, Carrey's attorney character beats himself up in the courtroom bathroom. When a man walks in on him and asks what he's doing, he replies, "I'm kicking my own," well, you know what. In the movies, this is funny. But in the real world, it's not as amusing in the slightest to frame innocent people for crimes. The left does it because they keep getting away with it. Heck, they actively encourage these hoaxes by overreacting with righteous indignation before a single fact can be corroborated. Liberals have learned nothing from Tawana Brawley. They've learned nothing from the Covington High School kids who were criticized for not retaliating in the face of verbal abuse. Had they punched the American Indian abusing them, they would be attacked for employing self-defense. Those who doubt this should talk to Jewish victims of Palestinian suicide bombers. Hollywood and the media used to have their collective thumb on the scale. Now they've thrown their whole body weight on it in the last-ditch effort to frame conservatives for non-existent crimes. Kamala Harris, Kirsten Gillibrand, and other liberal demagogues running for president piled on the invisible Trump voters. So did the Jeff Bezos Washington Post, which never misses a chance to miss the mark about Trump voters. So did Alyssa Milano, Deborah Messing, and every other Hollywood imbecile. CNN's Don Lemon, who has built a career out of being a gay, black, Trump-hating victim, could barely contain his glee. finally, Trump would be brought down. His racist supporters beat up a member of the protected class. It was his fault. He'll soon be impeached. Now, liberals are running like the little rats they are, scurrying for cover without a hint of apology. Any day now, they'll get it wrong again about somebody else. They will learn nothing because they never do. After all, they can offend as many American voters as they like, as long as they can import massive numbers of illegals and refugees to replace them. This is what happens when an entire political movement becomes ethically, morally, and intellectually bankrupt. When the end justifies the means, no behavior is out of bounds. Everything liberalism stands for comes down to one pathetic belief. The Pocahontas, Hiawatha, Elizabeth Warren wing of the demagogic party has truly come unglued. Their entire platform is trying to convince enough voters that Trump supporters want to murder minorities. Liz Warren and Beto O'Rourke pretend to be minorities so they can relate. Smollett may be a good actor in front of the camera, but Chicago police officers are smarter than the average casting director. They know a bunch of crapola when they see it. Sadly, the liberals who deliberately rode his bandwagon for political gain will not hold themselves liable. They helped poison this country, Smollett's career, and will continue to do so. Even more sadly, the one solution is what got this whole mess started. Children stop misbehaving when they are punished enough. It is long past time for many of these liberals in Hollywood, the media, and academia to be given royal beatings. Do not bother asking Trump supporters to do it. Like everything else involving liberals, we're not interested. They deserve it, but it will not come from us. We are civilized and just want to be left alone. Oh, that's good. Eric Golub, I'll give this to Moneypenny. Put it up on her. Oh, she's got it already. One step ahead of me as usual. Yep. She's there with it. Yep. Be able to check that out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1063WORD. 6:15. Be right back. Welcome back. Closing minutes of the 5 o'clock Follies here on Thursday. 6:09 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, what are your thoughts on the West Virginia representative who inferred he would drown his kids if they were gay? I would say he needs some help. Bobby, a hit and run here at New Mexico, West Blue Ridge and Cedar Lane. Go figure. Hit and run. Uh-huh. Now, Bobby, would it not be wise for conservative radio and TV to not say the loser's name or show his face ever again? I, along with every friend I've asked, had never heard of him before this stunt. Just don't think we should help his fame. Just saying. Thanks from Grayson. Yeah, you got a point. I don't mention the names of mass murderers beyond any initial reports. Bob, imagine this. If television writes off Smollett's character from the Empire show, do you think they'll make him the victim of a hate crime? I hear Smollett has already rehearsed his scene. Signed, Clem Cadiddlehopper. Gotcha. Bobby, ha, they've turned to Jim Carrey in real life, not just the movies. Yeah, no kidding. He's deranged as well. Bobby, I'm a little late with this, but I believe the Fed is investigating this letter thing. That is a federal offense to send threats by mail. It is. I had a story yesterday that the FBI was investigating that. I'm sure we can rely on the guys in the Hoover building to get to the bottom of this. Bobby, do you think the Coast Guardsman is a leftist plant? Military doesn't tolerate racism, and surely his chain of command would have heard something and investigated. No, I think the guy's just a nut, simply put. Now then, back to Feel the Burn. Senator Bernie Sanders, socialist Vermont, entered the 2020 presidential race this week, promising to, what else, transform America with a left-wing vision of economic and environmental justice. In other words, socialism/Marxism. But the self-described democratic socialist high-end income, multiple houses, and fondness for air travel have already opened him up to criticism that his lifestyle doesn't always match the rhetoric. Can't you say that of virtually everybody on the left? Look at Pelosi with her 757 flying back and forth to California every weekend. Sanders is pitching himself as a grassroots economic populist focused on income inequality and higher taxes for the rich. Our campaign is about transforming our country and creating a government based on the principles of economic, social, racial, and environmental justice. Bear in mind, there's audio floating around now of Bernie Sanders in 1985 talking about how wonderful Castro's Cuba is. Right. Yeah. Real workers' paradise. Together, you and I and our 2016 campaign begin the political revolution, blah, blah, blah. But Sanders has raised eyebrows over his spending and personal wealth. I've mentioned this before. You know, Bernie's first full-time paying job was when he was 41 years old, and that was when he was elected by the morons in Burlington, Vermont as their mayor. Yeah, till then he never had a full-time paying job. Notably, Bernie owns three houses. In 2016, he bought a $575,000 four-bedroom lakefront home in Vermont. This, in addition to a row house in Washington, D.C., as well as a home in Burlington, Vermont. The Burn will keep his home in Burlington and use the new camp seasonally, said Bernie's campaign. The multiple homes, though, bring into question past statements, like when he asked in 2017, how many yachts do billionaires need? How many cars do they need? Give us a break. You can't have it all. By the way, Bernie has earned more than $1 million in recent years, though he remains on the lower end of Senate Democrats in terms of net worth. I played this yesterday, I believe, worth repeating. Bernie's new campaign song. He's got a new, of course, campaign slogan. But here is Bernie's campaign song, which he sings himself. Go for it, Bernie.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walker. I'm not a woman's man, I'm a nonstop talker. I am loud and I am old. Been here so long, I'm covered in mold. It's all right. It's okay. You may be saying there is no way. Try to understand it is my plan to take down Trump. I am the man. Whether you're a voter or whether you're a donor, I'm staying alive.
Barely.
Staying alive.
Sort of.
Feel the country breaking and everyone is shaking. I'm staying alive. Staying alive.
Hanging on.
I'm staying alive. Staying alive.
On life support.
I'm staying alive.
Watch it, Bernie. Watch it. Watch.
I ran out of air.
You okay, Bernie? Yeah, I think he'll be all right. So that concludes the 5 o'clock folly. Stand by, though. One more to go. Bonus hour is next here on the Bobby Mac Show, including today's edition of, I said we haven't had enough of them already, Boneheads in the News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.